Time now for news about feet. Music, please.
Barefoot. 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 All right.
The human foot has 26 bones, 33 joints, 250,000 sweat glands, and more than 100 tendons, muscles, and ligaments. And there are a group of people who decry cramming all of that into shoes. They are barefooters. The Society for Barefoot Living is a group devoted to supporting people who want to live their lives shoeless. They want to walk down the street, into restaurants, and around shopping malls, sans shoes. Chris Rote, a barefooter, is a member of the Society for Barefoot Living. He also runs a website devoted to barefoot hiking. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, obvious question. You barefoot right now?
Absolutely.
When did you first decide to live your life as a barefooter?
I was when I was going to school down in Florida back around 1994, 95. It was much more common down there, and I started doing it. That's also about the time that I found the organization on the internet.
And what went into your decision? Were you just sitting one day and feeling like you needed to be free, or were your feet hurting you in your shoes?
Well, for me, it was just more natural and comfortable, and, you know, I had gone barefoot a lot on vacation while vacationing at the Jersey Shore. I was always impressed by the people who would go barefoot everywhere while they were at the Jersey Shore, even on the hot pavement or on the boardwalk at night. So that's sort of when it started, but I didn't really start doing it myself till I was going to school in Florida.
Now, when you were going to school in Florida, did you walk into class barefoot?
Absolutely.
And how was that received?
Pretty well, and I wasn't even the only one down in that particular location.
And in terms of the, let's see, how can I put this delicately, the shape of your feet, the condition they were in, when you first started going barefoot, did it hurt at all? I mean, you had those puppies in sneakers and shoes for a long time.
No, not really. It takes a little of bit of reconditioning to get them back to being used to the varying terrain. But, you know, you start slow and don't take any drastic terrain too soon, and everything kind of works out and gets back to the way it should be pretty quickly.
Now, why do you feel the need to be barefoot all the time? I mean, what's wrong with a nice pair of shoes?
Well, for me, it's more natural, more comfortable. I don't really think any shoes are more comfortable than going barefoot. And it's a more spiritual connection to the ground, things like that.
Now, how do people react to you when they see that you're barefoot in a restaurant or at a grocery store?
It varies greatly. Most people don't say anything. You do get a lot of looks and stares, things like that. Occasionally, someone will say something. Most people are just curious. You know, they'll ask, why are you doing that, things like that. You do occasionally get someone who is very foot phobic and very adamant that you shouldn't be doing it, that you're going to get hurt.
Well, let's talk about the safety issues. Aren't you concerned with stepping on things that are sharp, glass, maybe floors that have been cleaned with industrial cleaners?
Not really. The industrial cleaners go away, liken it to whether or not you'd wear gloves for something. You know, shoes are just a tool, and most of the time our feet are perfectly well adapted for handling things on their own. Watch where I'm walking, so glass isn't too big a problem. And most pieces of glass, even if I step on them, they're not an issue. You know, the soles of my feet are thick enough that can handle them.
I bet they are at this point. You've got to have some pretty tough feet. Do you?
To some extent. They're not tough in a calloused way like some people would expect, but the skin is definitely thickened and kind of leathery.
Now, here's a question. This is just completely an opinion question. Do you care that you might really be grossing other people out, people in restaurants or places where people are eating or doing something more personal?
That's a very interesting question. And I mean, to some extent, you do have to be concerned with other people's feelings. But the thing with that is, you know, people wearing flip-flops, you see the same amount of foot, basically. So from the sight issue, you know, it's really, and also there are so many things that could potentially gross someone out, from green hair to piercings or tattoos. So I really don't think that it's one person's job to police their own being of themselves just to prevent other people from
feeling a little uncomfortable.
So we're talking to Chris Rode. He's a barefooter, a member of the Society for Barefoot Living. Now, the Society for Barefoot Living, are you promoting that other people go barefoot, or do you want to have a sea change about footwear?
We would love to see more people going barefoot on a regular basis, but we don't actively try to convert people for the most part. We're more concerned, our group acts as more of a mailing list, and we're more concerned with just giving people a forum for people who do want to live this way to discuss their experiences and have some support from like-minded people. And one of the things we do try to do on an activism level is to kind of spread good information and get rid of some of the myths that have started to exist about going barefoot, so that people who do choose to go barefoot can do so without being hassled, without facing a lot of discrimination, things like that.
Well, it's interesting you talked about being hassled. I understand that some of your people actually carry letters from health departments with them should they be challenged.
Absolutely.
Can you explain that for us?
Well, sure. One of the most common objections that we get to barefooting is that it's against some type of health code, particularly in restaurants, but it also seems to come up in just general stores that don't even sell any food whatsoever. So what our organization has done, we've written to the health departments in all 50 states and gotten replies stating that there is no such health code regulation requiring shoes of customers in any business, including restaurants, stores, and what have you.
Now that's statewide, but locally they can have ordinances, right?
Yes, some of the letters do mention that local places could have ordinances. Some of our members have gone down to their local levels for areas they are. I've actually gotten letters from both of the local counties that I spend a considerable amount of time in, and they both confirm the same thing as the state letters do.
Have you found that any particular companies or restaurants or businesses are unfriendly to barefoot people?
Yes and no. Unfortunately, it's very hit or miss. It depends very much on the management at the time and what employees you run into and what their particular prejudices and phobias are. You know, one store you can go to for years and years without a problem, then go in again and have a problem. So it's very much related to local management. There are a few big chains that we tend to have more issues with, and more so than having issues with particular chains, because, again, even with those, it seems to be hit or miss. We're more concerned with places that have those signs that say no bare feet by order of the Department of Health. And we try to do something about those because it is just disinformation. You know, it's just not true. It creates a stigma. It discourages other people who might want to go barefoot. It kind of continues a bad stereotype.
Well, one of the things on the website for the Society for Barefoot Living talks about some of the advantages of going barefoot, some of the health advantages. But, you know, I'm sure you know this, on the American Podiatric Medical Association, they have a website, and they have 10 things to do to take care of your feet. And number 8 right there says, avoid walking barefooted. You'll be more prone to injuries and infection.
Well, that is, we've seen that, and we've discussed that from time to time. It's a very unfortunate thing that today's podiatrists do seem to agree with that, and it is partially an element of the fact that people aren't used to doing so anymore, so it can be a little more dangerous that way. But there have also been lots of papers by podiatrists and all explaining the benefits of going barefoot, particularly for children. There was one by a podiatrist named Dr. William Rossi, wrote about why shoes make a normal gait impossible. There's another well-known study called Take Off Your Shoes and Walk by a Dr. Simon Wickler, who writes particularly about children going barefoot and how it's much more healthy for the feet, and comparisons between the feet of populations that habitually go barefoot versus the feet of people in shod society.
Now, Chris, there must be something that you won't do barefoot.
Try to avoid going barefoot amongst family when it would create discomfort for them. That's probably the only thing. I really haven't encountered any.
You mean you shovel snow in your bare feet?
I have. The last time it snowed, we don't get much snow here anymore, but the last time it snowed, I started out with my sandals on. And about 5 or 10 minutes in, I decided my feet were too hot and I took them off.
Stronger man than I. Chris Rote, barefooter, member and founder of a website devoted to barefoot hiking. You know, this guy's feet are tough.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.